Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Casual Conversation with Nick and Dennis. This is Nick.
And this is Dennis.
And what day is it? Thursday, April 16th, 2020. And we're doing this on our lunch break.
Breaking up the day in the house.
Yeah, it'll be nice. Plans for this episode, I think Dennis came up with a great idea just to kind of talk about what we're kind of up to with the quarantine that's in place. I know Governor Brad Little in Idaho extended his quarantine until the end of April. So
I just saw today that Governor Tony Evers of Wisconsin just extended his until the end of May.
Yeah, well, you know, Idaho, we just kind of like to be behind.
I guess they all have to do what they have to do to
keep
their people happy. So yeah, it's been interesting. I got a email from the golf club that I belong to up here on the hill, Lodi Golf Club. Great city course. If anybody's looking for a great city course to play here in the near future, whenever everything opens up, maybe in June or so. But I got an email because the city owns the land that the club is on. The club leases it. And so a lot of people have been playing on the course and have mentioned that, oh, we're just kind of hiking through the park because it's city owned land and so on. But that came to a halt today. They said, everybody has to stay off. This is getting out of hand. And
yeah, I feel you. I know a lot of people we might have talked about this the other day on our call. I know like a lot of people are like, oh, golf, you know, we're out. And it's like, the problem is, like, at least I know I said this to you, like, yeah, the trails, like, oh, like the hiking trails around here, it's like, oh, we're out, you know, we're not near anyone. It's like, well, the problem is nobody else has anything to do. So they're going to go start, you know, hiking or golfing. It's just all or nothing.
Right. People, I mean, it's just going to create congregation. People are going to congregate.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. And not really faulting them for that, but it just, yeah, it leads to other issues. But anyhow, so what has kind of changed? What kind of hasn't changed for you?
Well, I think the biggest change is that I don't go to the office anymore.
Did I mean, you go I should to the office say, every day?
Yeah, so I would typically, so for those that don't know, I work here in Lodi, and my commute to the office is maybe, I think I did it one day, it was like 0.8 mile. Nice. But it's a nice little office, downtown Lodi, big downtown Lodi. And yep. It was always, it's a nice office to go and be in, but since everything that's happened in March with the coronavirus, it's been kind of, everybody's working from home. I think we kind of take turns every once in a while. We'll go into the office and check mail and everything, but
okay.
For the most part, we're working from home, and it's getting a little old. I'm not going to lie. It's a different routine. That's what I should say. It's a different routine that I'm not used to. And of course, everybody doesn't like changing their routine or their habits. Yeah. So that's part of the puzzle.
Did you have like a lot of client visits, like in-person client visits?
No. So ever since, I was in New York actually early March. And ever since we got back, we've been doing things via Zoom ever since.
Yeah.
And that's been a challenge in and of itself, just because, you know, because everybody's home, internet bandwidth is kind of shrinking, and
yeah,
you know, doing video, streaming video Zoom calls is not ideal to begin with. And when you add, you know, not a lot of bandwidth, it's kind of a double-edged sword. So,
but prior you would do like a lot of in-client visits, right? Like
right. Yeah. So that's been a big change.
That would be really hard.
Yeah.
I know, like kind of when I was in that, those are always nice. It's always nice to obviously do your work, but you know, see and talk to people. That's
right.
Cause that's probably the biggest thing for me.
Well, as you know, I mean, it's relationships type stuff. And typically you just don't, you know, have a you know, FaceTime call or a Zoom call just to,
yeah,
it's just not the same. Just not the same. As I'm sure you're finding out too, in your job, I'm sure your routine has changed here quite a bit as well.
Yeah. In regards to like the Zoom stuff, the hardest stuff is just to like read the room, not even in the sense of like getting, you know, like reading the room, like getting the feel, like just to like when you need to talk or like when
right.
you not need to talk or when somebody is trying to say something or it's just like not as easy to like see when somebody else is like maybe going to comment and then you're like talking at the same time. And then we all know like Zoom and FaceTime and Skype and whatnot, like they try to like mute people and, you know, so it's clear, but then when you get, it's just like, so yeah, that's been tough.
Well, the lags that they have, you know, we had a meeting with some people that were in Oregon and the lag of everything is, like you said, it's difficult to read when you're supposed to talk and when you're not supposed to talk.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. It's been fun. Other than that, though, so not going into the office, having to do basically all your meetings, well, all of your meetings online. How's like your personal routine? Has that changed?
So I've tried to keep that very similar. So, my typical day in the old quarantine day. That's what we're going to say, you know, back in the quarantine days.
BC, before Corona.
Yeah, before Corona, that's what we're going to start saying. So, you know, I would typically get up about, you know, 5 to 5:30 and then go for a walk with the dog, about 30 to 45 minute walk with the dog. And then, you know, come back, have my coffee, just kind of relax, maybe do some reading or watch some YouTube videos, some of the people that I follow or subscribe to. And then I would kind of move on with my day, getting ready, kind of, you know, shower, get dressed. You know, I'd say one of the other thing, I try to listen to a podcast when I shower. That's kind of a personal
nice.
Thing.
Nice. I do that too.
yeah. It's just, I feel like it's just an easy way to get some more, you know, education or, you know, get something else in.
I run with podcasts. People think I'm crazy.
That I don't know if I can do.
No music, baby. Train the body, train the mind. Same time.
Mental toughness, right?
Retention, that's a different topic.
But yeah, other than that, you know, yeah. So I do that. And then, you know, I take a shower, get dressed, then write. Take 10 steps into the room with the computers and I start cranking stuff out. But then, you know, we typically have like a meeting throughout the day, you know, with the team just to make sure everybody's still kind of on track with what we've been working on. And then, you know, lunchtime, I try to like do some sort of like workout, force myself to do it. Because it's so easy because you're at home just to, you know, go to the couch or something. And
it's not like I found working out at home is just like not, it doesn't get me in the mood to work out. Like I'm like on my cart, like my rug, which is over hardwood floor. So, and then I try to put a yoga mat down, but I'm like in front of like my TV and my fireplace and my front windows. Like I don't have any weights. Like I just my couch is right there.
It's like one of those things I think your body has to like get used to it. You're in a different environment that you otherwise would have known as the gym.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. So I found that it's hard in more ways than one too.
So how has your personal routine changed or not changed?
Let's finish yours. How's your like after work changed? And then I'll get into mine. Like, are you finding like you're walking more? I've noticed like, and maybe it's just because I'm more hyper aware and that my office like faces outside, but I feel like more people are like walking around outside.
Yeah. So we usually would walk after work. So I guess that really hasn't changed.
You guys are ahead of the wave.
Definitely helps that now it's starting to get, you know, warmer out and we have more sunlight. So now we can start working on like different things outside.
That too.
That's really helped. So yeah, I mean, besides the whole commuting thing to and from the office, I mean, that's the biggest, the other biggest thing I should say is, so Corey would have to travel into Middleton every day, which that's okay. Now, you know, reduced down to zero. She's working from home. And mm-hmm. So, you know, that's an extra, you know, almost 2 hours, an hour for her to get ready in the morning. And then, you know, an hour of commuting to and from, you know, she gets exactly. An extra 2 hours onto her day. So that's been super nice, you know, getting able to, being able to spend more time together throughout the day. But
yeah, I think some people overlook that. Like, I really have enjoyed not like having to necessarily get ready. I've tried to keep my routine really similar. I try to wake up at the same time, go to bed at the same time, but like just not having to pack my lunch in the morning and get in my car and drive. I don't even have much of a commute. It's like a 10-minute commute and 10-minute walk. It's just been nice to have that extra 40 minutes, that like whole round trip, 40 to 50 minutes. And back in the day, and now am I using it? Oof, probably not, but it feels mentally lighter at least.
Right. Right.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to ask, so you're, are you still, you know, getting up at the same times and still, you know, ending the workday at the same times? Or are you finding you're working more or less? Or
yeah,
would you rather not say, because some people at work are going to be listening to this?
No. if they are listening, that would be beautiful.
That's a compliment. Then, right?
More listeners, the better. I'm waking up, I would say, like maybe 30 minutes later. I would like to say I wake up at the same time. However, 15 to 30 minutes, I'd say, later. So I guess maybe I'm not using that 40 minutes. Work, I still start at 7 o'clock every morning and get off at like 4:30. So that's been pretty business as usual, that schedule-wise. I think the extra 30 minutes of sleep has helped me. I just finished a book on sleep. I feel like more awake during the day. So, if you know, worst case, like getting more sleep has helped. But, as far as work schedule, yeah, 7 to 4, 7 to 5, no lunch break.
Hard.
Slash, just eat at my desk. but yeah, that hasn't changed. Actually, the first couple of weeks of working from home, I found, we worked probably more, but I don't know. I mean, we work with like a lot of big financial institutions, and just given like the landscape of quarantine and earnings reports and layoffs and everything, I think a lot of like our clientele's focus has been less on Clearwater and more on, you know, them trying, like everyone just trying to keep their businesses and employees and whatever else is going on afloat. So
I navigating like through this mess. Yeah.
Yeah. I think like the first couple of weeks, it was like a spike and just business, kind of like work business as usual, because a lot of people were still at work and it was still fresh. And now it's kind of more like, okay, we're all at home. Like, we gotta just do the bare minimum here to just survive or shift focus. I can't speak for them, but
sure. So do you think that, do you need the office to do what you're doing? Okay.
No, not at all. Not at all. I think the ideal for me would be to have some sort of happy medium, like
a 2 or 3 day from home type deal.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know if you could echo it. I don't, because do you have like a lot of administrative work that you could just do at home?
Yeah. So typically, I mean, that's majority of the day. I mean, the reason I think why the office exists is because, you know, there's some printing that still needs to be done, but then just kind of the meetings with clients.
Yeah.
And then I think there's something psychologically with, you know, there's a place, there's a physical place out there. And instead, you know, when you're working from home, it's like, well, is it really like, is it as an actual thing?
Yeah.
You know? Or is it just like something you say is a thing?
Yeah. So for me, I would like the balance, just in the sense, because I'm not like physically client facing. So I would like the balance of just like maybe a day or two to just work from home and just kind of cut off that commute and just, you know, a little more. I mean, we work pretty much at our own pace anyhow, but just, it's just kind of nice, as we've discussed, just, you know, I get a little more time with Chrissy. I get a little more sleep maybe. Also, like we were talking, and I'm sure you can echo this, like even for you, like if say you're doing all your administrative, or you got a lot of administrative work, and you just say, look, I'm working from home Friday, you can have the plumber come, or you can go, you know, go to the dentist. Like, I find that, I think that flexibility would be nice.
Yeah.
And not that I don't have that right now, but it's just like, I gotta go to work, and then I gotta go get my car, and I gotta go to the dentist, and then I gotta come back to work, and then I gotta, you know, it just, there's a lot of moving.
Right.
It gets burdensome. So.
Well, honestly, I think this will be a great opportunity for a lot of older managers out there that have had a hard time with understanding the work from home atmosphere. Sure. Or mm-hmm. environment, and I think they will then, you know, be more in tune with it. And then maybe even, you know, some of these larger places that, you know, have huge real estate bills, I mean, they're going to be like, screw it. You know what? We're going to just start everybody working from home. We're going to have, you know, maybe more daily meetings to make sure everybody's still on task, which, you know, I think I read a study out there. I don't know where I read this or who the source was, of course, a great way to, you know, say that. But there's a study that I read that people that work from home actually work longer and they are more productive.
Sure.
At home.
I find there's less like human distractions, right? Like there's nobody walking past my desk. There's no janitors walking. And these are not necessarily bad things, but just to like, personal anecdotes.
Well, I heard that from someone else too. They said, you know, I really miss like all the coworker interaction. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, you miss all the water cooler talk, you know, the 2 hours a day you would spend walking around everybody's desk. And and typically, let's be honest, the majority of it was probably complaining about something at work.
Sure.
And now that's kind of gone out the window.
Yeah. And that's where like the balance for me comes in, because it is nice though to like, you can hash stuff out in person like so much easier. Like, hey, I got a question here. It's like, okay, I'll just come over to your desk. We'll talk about it for 15 minutes and like it's solved. Versus now it's like three Teams messages, then a Teams phone call, then a couple more Teams, then maybe another Teams phone call. And like, yeah, that part is a little annoying.
Yeah. So do you think that there are parts of your routine that have changed because of this? Are there parts of your routine mm-hmm. that are going to stay the same, or do you think that they're going to revert back? I guess this is kind of along the lines of, you know, are things going to really go back to normal after this?
No, I don't think at the highest level, like we were discussing, I don't think, and I hope it doesn't go back to normal. Like, as you said, like, I hope managers as a whole take a look at this and say like, yeah, actually we can do this, or it'll give people insight on when people come back and they say, we can't do this. And you'll be like, okay, we just did it for 2 months. But to get off that tangent, I hope like, the walking after work, or like just trying to, you know, prioritize more personal relationships and being outside stays the same. But that's kind of it, I guess, for me. How about you?
Well, I think kind of similar to what you were saying about how, you know, people's perceptions maybe change. I think that's probably hopefully if there could be some takeaways, that's kind of what would be taken away, is just the perceptions of, you know, doing things differently because there's a better way to do things, and not doing things because that's always how they've been done. you know, that's one of the, you know, it, maybe that was, you know, something that I heard somewhere and now I'm, you know, repeating it somewhere else, but you know, it's just so frustrating when you hear, well, why do we do this? And the response is because that's the way it's always been done. And so I hope that people's eyes are kind of opened up, and there will be, and then there'll be new innovation that comes out of it. And, you know, I'm kind of excited for that, to see the other, part of it, but obviously it's going to take some time for that stuff to come to fruition.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope change comes, just in the sense of, you know, working from home, and also how we maybe treat some of our healthcare workers or the postal service or you name it, kind of those things that have been in the news, and vice versa, you know, maybe realize that some of the stuff we do isn't necessary and like maybe cut back on some of that. One thing I did forget to mention that I hope like we realize is some of those photos that of like, I don't know, the canals in Venice being clean and like LA smog being gone. It's like, man, I wonder how much like less pollution and stuff we would create if, you know, it's mandatory to work one day from home or something.
Well, I think it shows how fast it can change, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's been really remarkable is like for, and the obvious compounding effect of people of the pollution always being present too.
Yeah.
And then if you're able to like pause things, like you said, for 2 or 3 days a week, or, you know, I think with this infrastructure bill that they're talking about as part of the stimulus plan, I think if they can just really focus on clean energy or how to, you know, really put a emphasis on, hey, we saw results with, you know, obviously with some things that happened, and let's try to figure out how we can, you know, continue down that path, because we don't want to, we don't, you know, some of the progress that's been made is, you know, especially on the carbon emission standpoint is like, we don't want to give up that progress.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's another thing that I hope continues on. I don't know. It's cool to see.
For sure. So to end the podcast, what is the one trip or you know, place you're excited to go see once you can go see it again?
Yeah, that's a tough one. So I have a wedding that I'm supposed to go to in June, so I kind of hope that, you know, I'd be excited to go home and see everyone. Otherwise I had a trip, it's still planned in early June to go to Seattle. So just kind of hoping that my plans still can happen. And I don't think I'll be upset I'll be upset, but it's like, not, I'm not going to be furious. I get it. That's kind of it. I mean, other than that, like kind of just like being able to go out to eat is kind of maybe one small thing that I'm looking forward to again. How about you?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I would say the same. I mean, we have a handful of weddings, I mean, this summer that hopefully still happen, you know, more out of the respect for the people that are having them, because it's got to be quite the nightmare to have to plan around it.
Yeah,
I think, you know, just being able to go and, you know, I was planning on trying to go out and like visit you, and then, you know, my sister in Seattle, and you know, a few of these other places, you know, smaller weekend trip things that you're going to plan to try to do. You know, Corey's got family, lives in Florida. We were hoping to go visit them, and it's just been like, I have all my Google flight trackers, you know, still out there. It's been still interesting to watch. Yeah. It's been interesting to watch them, but at the same time, it's like, well, geez, I don't even know if now is probably the time to travel down there, because nobody else is going to be around. And it's probably safer than, you know, someone going to the grocery store even.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's the biggest thing you think that you've like missed, like not work related, like you know, I don't know, like for me, like I said, like probably just like kind of the freedom to like maybe just go to a restaurant or a brewery or something.
Well, yeah, and well, typically when you do those things, you probably go with friends,
Yeah, exactly.
you know, that's kind of been the biggest thing is, you know, not being able to go see friends as much. Corey would say, not, you know, I'm not able to go have my recess as often as I typically do.
Yeah.
But, you know, because I just need, you know, I just need to be out doing stuff, and it's just been frustrating not being able to.
Yeah.
So we've actually spent a lot of time, you know, doing gardening stuff. We actually have a greenhouse in the
Yeah.
house, and now, and
Nice.
we've got, I built a hydroponic tower, which is pretty sweet, out of
That
PVC
sounds
pipe. It's,
intense.
oh yeah, it's been something else, but it's something to do, I guess. Keep us looking forward and
Yeah.
not backwards. So.
Well, cool. We'll wrap this episode up. Only item housekeeping. I'm gonna do a little self promo as I launched a website. There's really nothing on it, but it's nickfortneyphotography.com. So
I would
hopefully
endorse
people would
the promotion of
check it.
Nick's website.
Yeah, hopefully people will check it out. I want to get some prints up to sell, but yeah, the place I was gonna order like the photos from, like the printing lab, is like closed until today, but I gotta check to see if they're back open or not. But they've already like on their website, they're like expect delays and whatnot. So maybe by one of the next few episodes, I'll have prints for sale up there for people to check out.
Awesome.
So, any final words, Dennis?
Well, I hope everybody's staying safe and they're staying sane. Everybody is mentally
Yeah.
healthy and physically healthy out there, and
Yeah.
hopefully everybody's enjoying our scarce podcasts, and hopefully we're
Yeah.
hoping, me and Nick have been planning to do more. We already have some scheduled out here, so stay tuned. Don't let this be the only one that you listen to. And
Yeah.
we hope to have more information or more content, more casual conversations, as we say, out soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dennis.